What we're going to do for the next hour or so is we'll take a little bit of look at fraud. Let's take a look at some of the characteristics of fraud. I'm going to go pretty quickly. And I'll give you some survey results, some results of some research into what the typical fraud perpetrator looks like. And then what we're going to do is solve a crime. I'm going to pick five particularly intelligent and extraordinarily attractive volunteers from the audience. You're going to come down. I'm going to give you a one-page role-play personality profile. You're going to get into your role. Then we're going to learn about the organization where our volunteers work, and we'll identify fraud risk factors. Then you'll have a chance to break into small groups of two or three people and spend about 5 minutes brainstorming about, based on what you know about this organization, what kind of fraud might be taking place here. This is what auditors do for a living, is this sort of brainstorming into how fraud could happen. And then you'll have the opportunity, and this is where the lawyers in the group will have a chance to shine. You'll have a chance to ask questions of our volunteers designed to figure out who stole the money. Okay? So that's the plan. I usually set this up in advance because there's a lot of people in an audience like this that would rather not participate in a session like this, and they can go to the other breakout session next door, but I didn't realize you're stuck with me. So that's the plan for today. I like to tell you in advance so that if you're a little bit shy, you can work up the courage to volunteer when the time comes. We'll get to that in a minute. First, a short test. You got some paper in front of you. Just take about 25, 30 seconds and write down your answer to this question. What's the most important reason for having a strong system of internal control?